Afghan and NATO authorities say the car exploded on the road in front of the headquarters of the International Security Assistance Force near the U.S. Embassy in the Presidential Palace. NATO says some ISAF soldiers are among the injured, but most of the casualties appear to be Afghan civilians, including children who congregate in the area to sell chewing gum to passersby. An ambulance driver told VOA News he saw numerous dead and injured. The driver says all of the people he transported were civilians, including women. Bloodied and dazed, wounded stood near firemen who extinguished the flames coming from the vehicle that had detonated. Windows of nearby shops were shattered. The force of the blast rattled windows several kilometers away and sent a black plume of smoke into the Saturday morning sky. It is the first such attack in Kabul in 6 months, although this month a barrage of rockets were launched at the capital, most landing harmlessly. Kabul Police Criminal Investigations Director Brigadier General Syed Abdul Ghaffar tells reporters at the scene, "This is obviously a suicide car bombing." General Ghaffar says the identity of the bomber will be difficult to ascertain because he blew himself up into many pieces, but investigators hope to arrest his accomplices. The Taliban, in phone calls to news agencies, claimed responsibility for the car bomb, saying it contained 500 kilograms of explosives and the intended target was the U.S. Embassy. Embassy spokesperson Flor Cowan says the American diplomatic compound was not hit.
I was in my office when a blast occurred at a little after 8:30 a.m., and I certainly heard it, but I didn't feel anything. We're still gathering information. However, to the best of our knowledge, all U.S. Embassy personnel have been accounted for, and there was no damage to the embassy.
General Ghaffar acknowledges the attackers were able to penetrate an area of the capital that is supposed to be heavily secure, just 5 days before Afghans go to the polls for the first national election since 2004. The police official says the suicide bombing should not deter Afghans from voting or derail the election. President Hamid Karzai, running for re-election, earlier in the week urged citizens not to be intimidated by Taliban threats to attack voting sites and disrupt balloting. A successful election is considered a key test for this country's fledgling democracy and the ability of the joint Afghan and international forces to provide adequate security. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kabul.